Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys with Joe Shasky. I'm Mark Wheeler. We're talking with Dave Fleming. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. We come at you twice a week so you don't miss an episode. Okay, Dave, we wanted to throw this out there as well because a lot of Giants fans may not have heard it yet. These comments from Giants chairman Greg Johnson, he was on a conference call today with regard to the Buster Posey news, but predictably the conversation went toward free agency in the offseason. Take a listen to these comments.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, as we said before, I mean, we don't have a fixed number going in. It's what we think we need to do to put a competitive team on the field. As you know, we have a lot of flexibility coming into this offseason, and we're well aware of the shortstops and the person who can hit in the Bronx that, is out there. And Farhan ultimately, will come with his suggested number. You know, we haven't done that yet, but we're certainly looking at that right now and well aware that we've got some gaps that need to be addressed.
Some gaps that need to be addressed. The guy in New York, we know who that is. And so I guess to kind of further what you just said a few minutes ago, sure, they're not going to be reactionary, but it also feels to me like they've talked about it so openly that maybe they're painting themselves in a corner, sort of like saying that they're going to do it to the point where now they have to go do it, but it takes two to tango. So do you expect a high-priced, big-name free agent to be on this team next year?
I do, because I think that, Farhan likes to operate on the margins, and he does believe in improving a team incrementally, and depth matters as much as star power. And I agree with him with all those sentiments. I mean, I think he's right. Like, if you have a top-heavy team and your bottom 5, 6, 7, 8 spots on your 26-man roster are so weak that it negates the value of your stars, what are you doing? That's not the way to build a team. And so I agree with those sentiments. But I also think the Giants know above all else, despite how everything went last year and how great last year was, they cannot just run it back with this same team next year. That's not going to work. They know that. So how do you improve this team where you do have, I'm not saying the whole roster's locked into place. That's not the case. But you only have, realistically, a few spots where you can, number one, definitely upgrade, and number two, identify the players out there on the free agent market who can do that for you. The Giants want to still be a team that prioritizes developing and giving chances to your young players. One thing that's happened this year, those young players at the top of the minor leagues have not stepped forward enough. Elliot Ramos, if he'd had a better year, he'd be playing every day for this Giants team. He just didn't have a great year, and it's too bad. Nobody knows the reason why. Elliot certainly is not for a lack of effort. He just hasn't had a great year. Anyway, they still want to leave room to develop. They feel like now they're inching closer with a couple pitchers, with a couple position players getting closer to the big league level being ready. They don't want to block everybody off. So how do you not occupy all your roster spots with depth pieces, still let your young guys come up, but not run it back with the same team? Yeah. How do you do that? You do that by targeting 1, 2, 3 impact kind of players and maybe making those kind of moves. I mean, whether that's going to be Aaron Judge or not, I still find it impossible to believe, based on what's happening there, that they let him go. I just can't sort of fathom that, where the Yankees are going to just let him walk out the door. But the Giants are going to talk to him, that's for sure. Yeah. They're not going to ignore him.
Yeah, I'm here for those conversations, and hopefully Buster can help, give him the tour to AT&T Oracle Park. I would love to see that.
Well, I won't cut you off, but whenever Judge does the home video Zoom on MLB Network, in the background of his home office or wherever he does it from is a Buster Posey jersey. So.
Exactly.
Hey, Dave, you're referencing some of the people at the big league club, and every year a guy will play really well down the stretch and we'll be like, yeah, we're really excited. If you're just looking at some of the guys this year that you think can have an impact next year that Giants fans have seen at the big league level, like Estrada, VR, Bart, like, am I naming the guys? Obviously, Camilo Duvall is a closer and Logan Webb is a starter. Am I missing guys? What do you think of the names that I threw out there?
No, I think all those players have made an argument. Now, can you go into next year with David VR, as much as we all like him? Can you just say that's our everyday third baseman? I don't know if the Giants are going to be able to say that yet. Yeah. But he's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. If you just go out and sign a bunch of free agents because you feel like you got to spend some money, well, then you're just basically telling David VR, you're not in our plans anymore. They don't want to do that. He has shown the potential to be a really good major league player, even in this short amount of time. That's the difficulty of doing what the Giants are going to try to do. That's why it's going to be a really challenge. I'm glad I'm not in charge. It's a hard offseason. I think of all those names, I mean, look, Duvall's going to be the guy at the back end of the bullpen. He's super talented. He still has to get better at some things. He's very, very talented, and he's producing already. The other guy of those names, Tyro Estrada, has made a great case to be an everyday guy. He has. He's made that case. And yeah, that's a hard, you know, maybe in some ways you could argue as a utility type player, he could bring you a tremendous amount of value. He can be your backup shortstop, play second, go out to the outfield. Maybe that's true. But I think there's a chance that he might just be your second baseman next year or whatever it is. There's a chance.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dave, we'll get you to the game. Real quick, I wonder if you could speak to the not that you don't always, but I'm sure there are so many Giants fans right now who are thinking, okay, 107 wins one year, and then this the next year. And so a lot of them are feeling right now like, wait a minute, are we going into a rebuild again, like starting all over again? What would you say to a fan who asked the question, what is the state of organizational health?
I would say that the Giants would have expected to be farther along right now than they are. And whatever the reason is, injuries to top prospects, the COVID season being lost to that group of players that would have been on the cusp now that aren't on the cusp, whatever the reason, because the Giants didn't have the group of young, established big league players like the Dodgers, like Atlanta, some of the teams that are just winning now year after year, the Giants have bridged the gap beautifully, I think. How could you argue with how last year went? But the gap was supposed to now be closed, and it wasn't closed this year with young players. It wasn't. And that's the question for Giants fans and the Giants front office now is how can you get that level of minor league player, the Marco Lucianos, the Kyle Harrisons, the Casey Schmitz, the Luis Matoses, the super talented players you have down there, how can you get them here maybe even a little faster? And is that possible? If you can do that, then the state of the organization is extremely healthy. If you can't do that, it's not a rebuild, but it's a setback. And that's what this year was, a little bit of a setback because of that gap. And that's what the Giants are trying to wrestle with now. Can we go outside, get better at certain spots, still leave room for those young guys we believe in to get here and be the homegrown stars that the Giants have always, the best Giants teams in history, going back to Mel Ott. The best Giants teams in history have been Willie Mays comes up, Willie McCovey, Juan Marichal, Will Clark, Robbie Thompson, And then into the modern era of Lincecum and Posey and Bumgarner and Kane and all of them. That's how the best Giants teams have been built. They still believe that's how this one should be built.
If you had to guess on your way out the door, Willie Mack Award winner for this year, Wilmer Flores, Tyro Estrada, someone off the board.
I'd give it to Wilmer. I would. I mean, I think Tyro's had a great year, but Wilmer is a leader. He's been a gamer. He's had an excellent year. He wants to be here. I think the players respond to that. He signed a contract because he doesn't want to go anywhere. Wilmer's my guy.
If there was a Willie Mack Award for broadcasters, we'd give it to you. Thank you so much, sir. Really, really, really appreciate it. It's wonderful to have your perspective. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Next time I'll find maybe a better locale, but hopefully you can hear me and it worked okay.
You look great. You look fantastic. So
Giants.
Thank you, sir.
See
have
you
a great call.
Thank you.
All right, there he is. That's Dave Fleming. And again, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys coming at you twice a week. The Giants podcast for Giants fans, by Giants fans. For Joe Shasky, I'm Mark Willard, and we'll talk to you at the end of the week.